You reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Eldrick. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, hi. You have a caller on the line using sign language. And they're saying, hello, good evening. My name is Elisa, and I'm calling because I've been all day. My truck is, the battery is dead. It needs to get jumped.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have mercury insurance. So I'm at home, and I've been trying to figure out how to get my car jumped. And then finally I was like, duh, I have roadside assistance. So
right.
I thought maybe if I call you, if there's a way to get my truck jumped and started, if that's possible.
Okay, so first you said that Okay, so first you said someone was in a car using sign language.
Right, yes, I'm deaf. I'm calling you through a relay service, and the voice you hear is the interpreter. The interpreter is speaking so that you can understand what I'm saying,
Okay.
but the interpreter is not a part of the conversation, right? It's just notifying you that there may be a delay or whatever while the interpreting is happening. But yes, I am your customer on the line.
Okay. Can I get your first and last name?
Yes, my name is Elisa, Elisa. Last name is Bruntz, Bruntz.
Phone number?
Just one moment. Phone number is 408-217-6873.
And can I get your policy number?
Yes, just give me a second.
Take your time.
I have it. Okay, I have it right here. All right. Yep, this should be the right one for the truck. Okay, 0401. Excuse me, 0311-024. Just one second. Excuse me. Just one moment.
Take your time.
Okay. Let me try that number again. Okay, it is 0401-03-11-024-2444. That should be it.
And the last 6 digits of your VIN number?
I see it. It's here on the card. Okay, good. I'm like, I don't want to have to go outside and find it. Okay, it is A like Apple, 47113.
Okay, I'm a repeater. Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. What color is your vehicle?
The blue. It's like a baby blue, I guess. Blue.
Mm-hmm. And you're calling about the 1997 Ford?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, my baby. Everybody wants my truck, and I have to tell them it's not for sale. Well, a lot of people ask me. I tell them, no way. Mm-hmm.
Just 1 second.
Take your time.
Are any other vehicles parked around your vehicle?
Just 1 second. It's empty. I mean, it's clear. My truck, there's no parking in front. I mean, there's nobody parked in front of it.
Okay.
So that they can pull up and drive.
And where are you located?
It's on Forest Street.
8190.
Yes. Yep, right in front on the street. So if they can't get to it today, because I know the weather is kind of lousy, I mean, I can wait till tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm going to reach out to a customer. I'm sorry, I'm going to reach out to NationSafe Drivers on the recorded line. I'm sorry.
Are you going to call who?
I apologize. I just had a brain fart. So I'm gonna reach out to a service provider just to see if I can get someone dispatched out to you. And once I've gotten someone dispatched out, you will receive a text message that'll just keep you updated throughout today's service, including your service provider's name, number, and estimated time of arrival. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
Okay, so I don't have a text, so you just have to call me back through the interpreter at that number.
Okay, I will do.
That's fine.
Okay, have a great day.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
No problem.
Alrighty. Do you know who the service provider is?
I will not know until I call and get them dispatched out. I'm sorry.
Oh, I see. And they're the ones, the service provider will be calling me back, though, correct?
So I'll call you back and was just letting you, and just let you know that I have gotten someone dispatched out, but they'll call you and let you know once they're headed your way.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your help. You saved my life. I've been making phone calls to friends asking for jump, and they're like, no, I'm busy. No, it's raining. No, I can't. And I thought, why didn't I call my insurance company? Duh. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.